So friends, I think we may have reached the point in our relationship where you've heard all of my stories. So please forgive me if you know this one. But when I was about 21, I went with a group to Honduras to work in the mountains there, helping to build a community center. I have no idea why you would send a group of 20-somethings who have no idea how to build or lay bricks to do this work, but they did, and I went. I have very fond memories of the people we went with and the people that we met in Honduras, the people that we lived with in the mountain village. I sometimes wonder, though, what the people that we met there thought of us, or what they remember if they think about us at all. Because I am sure that it was probably more work for the builders to have us come and have to teach us how to lay bricks than it would have been for them to just build their own community center. And I wonder still about the structural integrity of the walls that we helped to construct, and if that community center ever got finished. But it was in doing that work in the hot sun while trying to learn from builders who spoke no English and I who speak no Spanish, it was there that I learned about a plumb line and how it works. For each row of bricks that we would lay, there was a string that went across the top, ensuring that we got our rows straight or the bricks lined up. And as the wall went up, there was another string that went down with a weight on it that ensured that the bricks were also straight as they went up. You probably know this. I did not. It was a really simple and effective way to guard the structural integrity of what we were building, and something that I'm sure they must have been particularly concerned about given the level of unskilled labor they were working with. So Amos uses a plumb line in his warning to the people of Israel as a way of asking about their integrity as the people of God. How well were they listening and living as God had commanded? And he ends with some pretty dire warnings if they cannot get it together. Our passages in Scripture this morning, as I read them at least, are all warning us against the possibility of our own spiritual misalignment, or maybe the erosion that can happen over time in the wear and tear of our lives, in the busyness of our days that have us forgetting to take time to tend to our faith practices. In the anger that we can feel at the institution of our church for being imperfect, in the conflicts that can happen with others in our community, because surely as two or three are gathered, we will disagree, in the politics of our day that leave us wondering where on earth God might fit into any of this, or in our own personal losses. All of these have the potential to strengthen or chip away at our faith, and we need to check in periodically to see how we're doing. How is our alignment? How is the foundation that we build our relationship with Jesus on? Does it need some shoring up? Are we building on it? Does it have a bit of a lean? I think one of the plumb lines of our faith is the story that the gospel gives us this morning with the important question about who our neighbor is. I think that this might be particularly important for us in our current political climate. As we look around, as we pay attention to where we are giving our energy and where we are not, to those people and places that we walk past, either physically or in our minds, and those that we are tending to. This is one of the ways that we can check in on our alignment with the teachings of Jesus, who said to his friends and to us that the most important thing that we can do is to love God and love one another. That in fact, at least as I understand this teaching, one of the ways that we show love for God is by the way that we tend to one another. This is our plumb line. This is one of the ways that we can check in on our faith and how we are doing, consider our practices, our orientation to prayer, to ensuring that our spiritual foundation is strong. This past Thursday evening, some of us had the joy of learning from Brother Desmond Alban, a Franciscan brother, who reminded us that Francis met God in all of creation. That in fact, creation is also our neighbor and has something important to teach us about the love of God. That we are not separate from creation or from one another, no matter how many barriers we might like to construct. That we are a part of one another, all made of the same stuff. He had this lovely line that I have continued to carry around with me, which is that we are all, each of us in creation, made up of the ashes of dead stars. So who is our neighbor? Well, if we take stardust as one of our indicators, it might be everyone and everything. Which, unfortunately for some of us, does not exclude those who do not look or think like us, which means that we might need to ensure that the foundation of our faith is pretty solid so that when we encounter others who think differently or speak differently or have different politics or different understandings of our worldview, that we might remember what Jesus said in the story of our gospel this morning. I sometimes think that my time in the mountains of Honduras, I think about the food that I ate that was so different from my own. I think about the ways that we lived that were different. I think about the fact that I had to shake out clothes so spiders weren't in them before I put them on. I think about the ways that people traveled and how the church operated and ministered there, how different it was from my own experience. And I remember that they are my neighbors. There are choices that I make here that impact them. There are ways that we behave here that impact people that we don't see. I'm sure that you also have stories of people and places you have encountered that are also your neighbors, our neighbors, right? So remembering that is a part of our faith practice. Who is my neighbor? All of it. All of God's creation. And our work is to tend to our faith and our faith practices so that we have the resilience to not become numb or immune to that fact. So that we do not allow ourselves to be divided or calloused or walled off from each other or walk past that which requires tending. In one commentary that I found on the Amos passage today, it wrote, "Like walls that have endured over time, as humans go through life, we may lose our steadiness. In truth, we are not always consistent in our faith practices. We live through major disappointments that challenge our faith. Our hope may be built on a firm foundation, but over time, we may experience our hope as leaning unsteadily to one side or another. Over time, our spiritual houses may weaken and become less precise." This Amos text reminds modern readers of the need for maintenance to preserve the integrity of our spiritual foundation. Before God shows up with a plumb line, there are some things that we can do to realign and maintain the integrity of our spiritual walls. When we notice cracks in our foundation, uneven floors, or misalignment in our relationships, we can consider reinstituting daily prayer and meditation, engaging in practices of love and gratitude, and attending to the care of neighbors, among any others, practices that feed us and help us connect to God. So my invitation to you this week is to check in. Check in on your alignment, on the teachings of Jesus, and see how you're doing. Take care of your faith. Take care of your faith practices. Tend to your spiritual self so that you have resilience in this world so intent on wearing us down, on dividing us. so that you might remember this most basic of Jesus' teachings, to love God and love your neighbor and love yourself. There is nothing more important as we try to live out our faith in the world. Amen.